But everything John said about this man was true, and many there began to believe in him. We sometimes can forget the power of how someone else brings us to Christ for the first time. John helped preach a message that paved the way for Jesus, the Messiah. And God speaks a message to us in that, of how he often chooses to use human instruments as a way of helping someone to come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think sometimes that's easy for us to forget, how we just do not have a responsibility for that way that we come to know Christ personally, but we also have a responsibility as a disciple of Christ of how we choose to spread the message of Christ to others and to bring Christ to others. And I share that because we're coming to a time of year which is one of our best opportunities of doing this very thing. Many people will choose to come to church on Palm Sunday and in different of the Holy Week liturgies, and especially on Easter Sunday, who normally would not come to church. And so, especially, it's our responsibility as people who have chosen to follow Christ as disciples. And obviously, if someone's coming to a daily Mass, you've chosen not just to come on a Sunday, but to come additionally as well, and to say, how are we acting as a disciple of Christ in inviting these people in? So it's good for us to ask ourselves, have I tried to invite at least one person to come to Palm Sunday, to come to Easter Sunday, to come to any of the Holy Week liturgies yet? And if the answer is no, I haven't done that yet, then I would highly encourage doing so. Sometimes it might be by personal invitation that we do that. In this day of social media, especially if you're someone who uses social media, maybe you put a post about social media that, hey, I'm inviting you, or you share some of the social media posts that St. Albert's has put out there on there. We try to put a lot of stuff out there because we know that it's a way to evangelize and to bring people to God. But highly encouraged to say, how am I making that commitment as I seek personally to meditate upon the Lord's passion? How am I acting as a John the Baptist for someone else of helping them to come to know our Lord and to remember that, again, we're not just responsible for how we come to know the Lord, but also as faithful disciples, we have a responsibility of how we choose to act as an instrument of God in bringing others. And especially if we see someone during any of these upcoming liturgies that we do not know as well, how do we choose to welcome them in? Another little invitation of a way of welcoming them in. I encourage people on Easter, if they're a regular and come to Mass on a regular basis, and if they're able to, from a mobility perspective, to park farther away. The reason is because if someone normally doesn't come to church and they see parking spaces, that is an invitation to them. It's a little bit of an extra sacrifice for the rest of us, right? Because it's a little less convenient for us. But that's a great way to offer a sacrifice for Christ during Holy Week and for Easter to say, Lord, I'm going to park farther away because I want to invite people in. Also, we kind of are creatures of habit, at least I know I am. So normally we like to sit in certain places in the pews, right? And when these people come that normally don't come to church and they take our spot in the pew, heaven help them, right? Like, why are you in my spot, right? Well, maybe we say, Lord, I choose to sacrifice my spot, and I choose to scoot over if I'm normally a end-of-pew sitter, and I'm going to sit in the middle of the pew on Easter. Again, if someone's mobility impaired, obviously it's perfectly fine to sit at the end of the pew, okay? But for those who are not mobility impaired, it might be something good for us to think about. These are ways that we truly live out as disciples of our Lord entering into Holy Week and into Easter, and we act as John the Baptist to those that will be coming to church, or we invite people to church who normally might not choose to come on a regular basis.